Hi, good afternoon. In 2014, an estimated 35.1 million Americans aged 12 and older had used marijuana in the past year. Trend data from the National Survey on Drug Use, or NISDA, shows an increase in the past year marijuana use among persons aged 12 and older. Under federal law, marijuana is considered an illegal Schedule I drug. However, since 1996, approximately 47 states have enacted marijuana or cannabis legislation for medical reasons. Currently, 8 states and the District of Columbia, containing 20% of the U.S. population, have legalized retail marijuana sales for those over 21. Currently, obtaining or purchasing marijuana in the United States can be done only in certain states via lawful markets for medical or recreational purposes, or via unlawful markets or black markets via home cultivation, all licensed vendors, and individual sellers. Regardless of the intended reason for purchasing marijuana, we sought to understand the characteristics and locations of marijuana buyers in the United States. From 2010 to 2014, NISDA data were collected from approximately 62,100 individuals respondents who reported using marijuana in the past year. We analyzed this data by different social demographic and selected behavioral health characteristics among persons aged 12 and older. Finally, we included all characteristics of interest in a multivariate logistic regression model to identify predictors of buying marijuana among past year marijuana users. 59% of marijuana users reported buying marijuana in the same year of their use, representing approximately 18.5 million individuals. This slide shows the percentage of past year marijuana users aged 12 and older who reported buying marijuana in the past year by age groups. As shown, two age groups, 18 to 25, 26 to 44, have the higher percentage of individuals reporting buying marijuana. When looking at the distribution by sex, males have a higher percentage than females. Data shows that the lower income strata have a higher percentage of individuals reporting buying marijuana. And by race ethnicity, non-Hispanic Black, American Indian, Alaska Natives, and Hawaiian and other Pacific Islanders have a higher percentage of individuals reporting buying marijuana. Now, shifting gears on the type of analysis, when looking at two separate age groups, the 12 to 17 or the 18 and older, we found that past year marijuana buyers were likely to be male, have a lower education, have reported using marijuana for a greater number of days, for example, 300 or more days of use, were more likely to have reported having any substance use disorder other than marijuana, reported having substance use disorder only for marijuana, and reported having a marijuana dependence. Now, looking at the states that have significantly higher percentage of past year marijuana buyers compared to the U.S. average, we find from this slide, from east to west, the states of Massachusetts, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Nevada. Now, looking at the states that had significantly lower percentage of past year marijuana buyers compared to the U.S. average, we find from west to east the states of Hawaii, California, Oregon, Virginia, and D.C. Given the existing and evolving changes of use among adults, state-level marijuana laws and policies, and the growth of the U.S. marijuana market, continued monitoring of the U.S. marijuana market in coming years is important in order to understand consumption patterns among individuals. It is important for public health advocates to monitor consumption patterns among existing and new marijuana users in coming years, with a special attention on vulnerable groups such as adolescents. Future epidemiological research should not only track marijuana indicators such as use and perception of risk behavior patterns by existing surveillance systems, but it should also consider monitoring their local marijuana market in order to inform public health officials, law enforcement, and interested stakeholders. I would like to thank and acknowledge my co-authors. Thank you.